Glory to Jesus Christ. When I was small, as far as I remember, the Feast of Pentecost was one of my favorite. Not because of the theology or what it actually means, but because the whole church became like a forest. You know, like during Christmas, we put Christmas tree ups. During Pascha, we put a tomb. And the next thing was Pentecost. And I was always excited. You enter the church, and down the aisle, you see trees at every pew. And you can smell the greenery in the church. And then you enter the sanctuary, and everything is dressed in beautiful gold and gleam. And then the priest wears the same vestments. The senses of sight and smell and hearing were put into overdrive in a good way. And then you learn meanings about all of these things. You learn that the trees symbolize the oak under which the Lord, the Holy Trinity, appeared to Abraham in the shape of three angels. You recognize that all this greenery symbolizes the soul. Like the trees turn to green after a long winter, so should our soul turn and become alive and hot for God. And then the altar and the vestments are dressed in gold and green to take the image of the icon. The green in the icons means where the life begins. It is the color of eternal renovation. And gold symbolizes the divine nature of uncreated light of God. So that is why we wear gold and green together. So we recognize that only if we renew ourselves, we start to live a life in Christ, which gives us a point of reference. When Christ ascended to heaven, the disciples lost their point of reference. They did not lose their faith, but they did not know what to do next. So far, Christ did all the heavy lifting. The apostles followed, they learned from him, but they did not have to do anything of their own. They did not have to do anything of their own practice. When Christ ascended, he told the disciples that he will send down a comforter. Now, not the big blanket that we are thinking of, but the Holy Spirit who abides in the church and lets each believer to accomplish Christ's work. We heard in the Troparion today, "Blessed are you, O Christ our God. You have shown the fishermen to be all wise, sending down upon them the Holy Spirit. Through them, you have caught the whole world in your net." When the disciples received the Holy Spirit, they also received the point of reference or a job to accomplish. And this job is not just to become full of the Holy Spirit, but to become a saint who would pull others to holiness. When we become holy, or at least when we try to become holy, we will become God's net, God's tool, to which God himself will draw the whole world into his grasp. The apostles accepted the saints. The apostles accepted the Holy Spirit. And through their example, and the example of saints and martyrs, we are here today. And now it's our turn to pass down the same faith to our children and to future generations. We were given the same equation. Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit, plus human beings equals saints. This is the whole point of the feast. Every human being is to become a saint, and the whole world should become a church. The whole world, not just this building, not just our house, not just our workplace, but every square inch of the earth. It's pretty amazing. It is good and inspiring. But that can be only accomplished if we have the Holy Spirit within us. St. Theophanes says that a Christian is a communicant of the Holy Spirit. And it is so necessary that if someone does not have the communion with the Holy Spirit, that person is not of Christ. St. Theophanes reflects on this feast and he poses this question, look at yourself, is the Spirit of grace within you? He's asking this question because he knows that if a Christian is not fulfilling the baptismal promises and the commandments that Christ gave us in the gospel, the Holy Spirit does not remain and can and will depart us. Can you imagine at the judgment day, a person who was baptized and did not keep the Holy Spirit or did not try to keep the Holy Spirit will be judged much harsher and harder than the person who was not baptized? Please, Carrie. We must take care of this gift that was sealed unto us at the baptism. When we were baptized, at that very moment, Pentecost has happened to us. And from that moment, it is up to us how we keep the Holy Spirit within us. St. Theophanes says that there are few ways how one can regain the Holy Spirit or keep the Holy Spirit and be worthy of becoming the temple of the Holy Spirit. First, one must turn to repentance, go to confession to renew the baptismal promises, and turn to God and correct his ways. The second is to acquire true zeal for Christ, which means to dedicate every single moment to God and everything that we do. And the third is the feeling of sonship towards God. When the first and the second are acquired, we become sons and daughters, the heirs of the kingdom of God. We must evaluate where we are in our spiritual journey and if even the Holy Spirit is within us and if our works are truly set only for God's glory. If we take care of our soul, then the grace of the Holy Spirit is preserved by keeping the commandments. And the keeping of the commandments is the foundation laid for receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The feast of the Pentecost does not let us forget what we need to become. Every day we have to remember that Pentecost and I should equal sainthood. We accepted this way of life from the time of our baptism. Now, today, tomorrow, and for the rest of our days, it is time for us to become a tool for God so he can sanctify the whole world. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen.